The Demon Headmaster Takes Over by Gillian Cross. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Switched on again.
It's the army!
What? Dinah Hunter blinked and rubbed her eyes. Her younger brother, Harvey, was standing in the doorway.
Are you mad? She said. It's the middle of the night. But the army's here!
Harvey ran across the room. He was holding a pair of binoculars, and he pushed them at her.
They're opening up the research centre!
What? Dinah sat up.
Don't be silly, Harvey. I'm not being silly. You can see them clearing the doorways. And look at the lights.
The lights? You mean they've turned the electricity on? Dinah grabbed the binoculars and jumped out of bed. The research centre was on the other side of the village, but she could see it over the roofs of the houses. For months it had been closed and sealed up, a dark, silent building gradually disappearing under layers of creeper. Now the windows were blazing with light. Through the binoculars, Dinah could see vehicles pulled up all around the building. There were shadowy figures, too, hacking at the creeper with machetes. One of the figures walked through a spotlight beam, and she saw his army uniform.